Episode number 1 is here. Our topic today is, why does my small peepee hurt? A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. The itching, discharge and pain I have hash since balanitis can cause me to have itching and discharge a few days or even a week or two after peeing. This usually leads to irritation and infection of some kind, but in cases of the former it can often be prevented by proper hygiene. If you have this condition, it is important to get a proper diagnosis from your GP as soon as possible, especially if you have had one before. In the latter case, urine can accumulate in the urine, stretch the skin and cause irritation, itching, discharge and pain, as well as pain and itching and discharge. Burial of the penis occurs when the outer contour of your penis, which has changed due to the removal of a bone or other material such as muscle or bone marrow, has been removed. The rest of the skin can be pulled forward to cover part of it, or it can cause a hole or hole in the penis wall. Sometimes the narrowing can be so severe that it prevents blood flow to the surrounding area. In other cases, the ligaments that anchor the penis in the body are too lax, and the hinge effect makes your penis unstable when erected. Penile curvature can cause pain compared to other parts of the body such as the vagina, anus or rectum. Although these injuries are often subtle, they can be caused by significant injuries such as penile fractures, which can lead to scarring, even if they happen all the time. People who tend to form scar tissue, such as those who have suffered an injury to their lederhosen or other body parts, are also more likely to get it. Scar tissue associated with Peyronie's disease, so-called plaques that can accumulate in blood vessels, can also be felt in other parts of the body and in the pelvis. Even if you have an erect penis, you can't sustain an erection for more than a few minutes at a time, so you forget about it. In uncircumcised boys, this is perfectly normal until the foreskin detaches, but in some cases it causes painful symptoms in adults. Phimosis occurs in the area of the penis where the circumcised foreskin is so tight that it retreats to the head of the penis. This increases the likelihood of developing an infection such as balanitis, and repeated infections have been associated with a higher risk of developing a type of penile cancer, as they can weaken the immune system. The most common sexually transmitted infection of the foreskin in uncircumcised men is sometimes referred to as clapping. It can go untreated for some time and 1 in 10 men will show no obvious symptoms. Symptoms can develop over time, but sometimes they only appear many months later. It is often caused by an allergic reaction or irritation, but is also common in men and women, especially people with an allergy history. Symptoms can include a sore throat, headache, stomach pain, nausea, vomiting and diarrhea. Balanitis is one of the most common causes of irritable bowel syndrome. To prevent this from happening in the first place, you should wash yourself with warm water and soap every day, she told Sun Online. She said, if you're lucky, it could simply be a little soap or shampoo that slips through the opening at the end of your penis. If this is the case, you are more likely to be irritated immediately if the soap creeps into your urethra. Sometimes you will not feel any discomfort when urinating, but sometimes you do. If the pain does not disappear within 1 to 2 days and is accompanied by a green, white or white, discharge, this is a sign of a sexually transmitted infection. Signs include a growth or wound on the penis that does not heal for up to 4 weeks, bleeding from the penis or foreskin and foul-smelling excretions. Other symptoms include thickening of the skin around your penis foreskin, which makes it difficult to retract the foreskin. If left untreated, the cancer can spread to the bladder, the tube in the middle of the penis that carries urine and sperm. Urinary tract inflammation can cause pain and swelling in the bladder and urethra, as well as pain, swelling and bleeding. It is usually caused by bacteria or viruses, but can sometimes be caused by medications such as antibiotics, contraceptives, antibiotics and anti-inflammatory drugs. Symptoms include a burning sensation when water passes through the urethra, as well as pain, swelling and bleeding in the bladder. Sometimes there is also a small bump in the groin area, and sex after ejaculation can be painful. That's because of the small organ between the penis and testicles in which sperm is stored when we learn to swim, Kohler said. This is all for today, friends. My name is Tom and this was episode 1 of Eggplant. See ya next time.